Hello. Welcome back to the podcast. I'm so happy that you are here. We are talking about self-care as moms, and I hope that you're enjoying this July season of the podcast while we talk about simplifying all of the things in your motherhood that are not piles of actual clutter, because that stuff matters too. If you haven't listened to the previous few episodes, go listen to those, because I'm sharing with you how I went through a very demanding and difficult season of life last year and took it as an opportunity to really reevaluate how I live my life and how I operate in my motherhood. And one of those things is self-care. I used to talk about self-care pretty frequently around the Motherhood Simplified group and on Instagram. And last year I have not, because it's been hard. It's been hard to figure out how to do it. And that's just how it goes sometimes. So think about this. Let me know. Either head over to the Facebook group or Instagram. Let me know. Did you ever, like, when you had your kids, have people tell you things like, don't forget to practice self-care. Don't forget to take care of yourself. You're a person too. You're more than just a mom. And you're like looking at them, not understanding. Like, it sounds like they are speaking a completely different language. You don't understand what they're telling you because you can't see that. You don't understand how to take care of yourself while you're taking care of a teeny tiny baby or multiple children. You don't even remember who you used to be. You haven't been alone in forever. You don't even know who you are, which, go listen to the podcast episode I recorded a while ago called It's Okay and Normal to Lose Yourself in Motherhood. Because we do. And that makes self-care difficult. And so I want to share with you what self-care is to me and how I have shifted my perspective around it so that self-care can be something that I intentionally weave throughout my day on a regular basis rather than, you know, a last-ditch effort to just not lose my mind, right? So I think when we talk about self-care, actually, you know, I think the conversation is shifting. I think a lot of people understand this in a new way. They have the perspective shift. They just don't know how to do it, right? So it used to be that when we talked about self-care, we think that it's like bubble baths and getting a manicure or a pedicure, or going on a girl's trip, like something big and spectacular and dramatic that also likely costs a lot of money and requires getting childcare and coordinating all of that. And those things are great, but self-care is so much more than that, right? Those things are awesome. They're like a treat. They're like a bonus. In certain seasons of your life, they're possible. In certain seasons of your life, they are not. Go check out the episode, Navigating Demanding Seasons of Life, to hear more about this. But to me, self-care is little things that I can do that meet my needs and fill me up on a regular basis so I can steadily feel at ease and at peace with myself and my life. It is being proactive so that I'm not trying to run away from my life and calling it self-care. I can actually live my life and recognize when I'm getting to the point where I'm so overwhelmed and stressed out and frustrated that I can advocate for myself before I get to my breaking point and just run away from my family and disappear into the aisles of Target and spend a bunch of money and drink Starbucks alone, right? And yes, like sometimes those breaks just are necessary and that's what we really do need. Like, we just need a break. We just got to get out of the house. But that's not true self-care. That is a last ditch effort at not losing your mind, right? So self-care is taking ownership of your happiness as a person, your basic needs as a person. And it changes based on the season of life that you're in. You change as a person. So things that might be self-care to you now weren't self-care for you 3 years ago. And it's just really getting to know yourself and building a relationship with yourself and being self-aware. So obviously, if you're here, you're a mother, I'm assuming, and if you're not, this isn't going to make any sense to you, but I want to give you a hypothetical situation. Imagine your son or daughter, your child, feeling the way that you feel right now in your motherhood. If you are feeling stressed out, burnt out, pulled in all directions, ragged, like you want to escape, you want to run away, you daydream about just getting a break. Is that how you want your children to feel? Is that how you want your children to relate to themselves? Is that how you want your children to advocate for themselves? And just think about it for a minute. But for me, the way I used to feel, and you know what, sometimes still do feel, I don't want my kids to feel that way. And so I know that self-care is for yourself. That's why it's called that. But sometimes we don't have a strong enough relationship with ourselves to do it just for us. And so thinking about how we would want our kids to feel can help us get to that point and gives us that little spark to really figure this out for ourselves and start to advocate for ourselves so that we know how to teach it to our kids, right? So I'm just here to tell you that I have had seasons of my life where I am doing and learning self-care, not for myself first, but so that I can model that for my kids. And it helps me get to a place where I can do it just for me, right? And so self-care is learning how to care for yourself, learning how to advocate for yourself. And it's not always easy. Now, the other way that I view self-care is that it's not always about just doing something that's going to make you feel good. It's also about intentionally avoiding or stopping things that make you feel bad. That can be self-care too. Stop doing the things that make you feel badly. Stop making yourself suffer. And so I want to share with you just little things that I do to practice self-care and have done as self-care over the years. I don't do all of these anymore. Sometimes I do. It depends on the season of life I'm in. But little things that I have done to practice self-care and weave it into my days so that I'm getting a consistent stream of self-care energy into my life without getting to that place of desperation where I just want to like run away and never return. So I like to start off with this one because it's weird and you're going to be like, oh, what? But I empty my trash cans before they get full and out of hand. That's my self-care. And you're probably like, wow, your self-care is taking out the trash. I mean, like technically, yeah, if you want to say that, you can say it in that way. It sounds ridiculous. But the thing is, if our trash cans are full, overflowing, it stinks, I personally get grossed out by it. I'm annoyed by it. I'm watching everybody smash things into it, throw it on the top, letting it fall out, and it makes a mess. And so for me, taking out the trash before it gets super full is a form of self-care because I'm avoiding something that I know is going to energetically drain me and drive me bonkers by just looking at it. So I found a solution. I just take it out. It's super easy. And that's one weird small example of incorporating self-care into my days. I have other things that are more normal, like prioritizing sleep. That's one big thing that I talked about last year as I had two babies in 2 years again, and I was exhausted. I prioritized sleep over everything. And I prioritized sleep over my phone, which meant that I slept with my phone away from my bed so that when I was waking up with the baby in the middle of the night, I was not tempted to make myself suffer by staying up looking at my phone. I prioritize sleep over everything. I nap for self-care because sometimes in the middle of the day, I just need a freaking nap. And it's prioritizing my basic needs. It's caring for myself as a human and realizing that sometimes that's just what I need. And I'm worthy of giving myself that. Now, other things that I do with self-care, these are the things that I do just because they're fun and just because I enjoy them. I work out. I love looking up interesting and debatable topics. I love to debate with people. You can call it what you want, but you know, I might call it a good fight. I like to have a good fight with people who I love as long as it's mutual and they're a worthy and knowing opponent. So if you ever want to debate, hit me up. Having conversations with friends that are not debates, right? A positive conversation with a friend, connecting with other mothers, connecting with you in the Facebook group. My business, this podcast is actually a form of self-care. I love to create podcasts. I love to create business. I love to generate money. I love to take my kids out and do things with that. I love to garden. I love to grow plants. I love to grow food. I love to paint. I really, really enjoy creating. I love being outside. I love walking. I love handmade products. I love finding local shops and, you know, people who like make lotions, like with natural ingredients. I love, fancy drinks, non-alcoholic fancy drinks like kombuchas and local made breweries and local sodas and specialty coffees and cafes. And I love being surrounded by beautiful things. I'm curating my home and my space, and I love good music, and I love, you know, not appropriate mom type music too. I love so many things. Those are a lot of things that I will try to make time for in my days that, you know, I can't always just like paint a canvas, but you know, if I see an opportunity, I'm going to take it. I consider hiring and asking for help self-care, right? Delegating to your family, which is what we talked about on last episode, advocating for yourself, asking for help, hiring help, learning to let go of the things that you don't actually have to do that are bringing you down. Going to therapy. Therapy is one of the best forms of self-care that I have ever done. I know not everybody likes therapy, but I love it. I would do therapy for fun. I do therapy for fun. And not like, you know, it's not like the same kind of fun of as like going hiking or something, but I do it because I enjoy deeply nurturing myself and deeply supporting my nervous system and understanding myself and my mind and the way that it works. So that's another form of my self-care. And even with that, you know, it has to look different for motherhood. I use the BetterHelp app. I'm not sponsored or anything, but I use the BetterHelp app, and that allows me to do it text message style and, you know, calls from the comfort of my home during nap time with my therapist. So there are so many things that you can do as a mom, but what I want to leave you with is that self-care is really about getting to know yourself, advocating for yourself, figuring out what you actually like to do, and adjusting it to meet the way that motherhood works for you right now. What season of motherhood are you in? Is your self-care right now completely different than what it was 3 years ago? And that's okay. It's a season of life. It's going to go change. Go listen to that episode, Navigating Demanding Seasons of Life. But self-care is really those things that you intentionally do to make yourself feel good, make yourself feel nurtured, make yourself feel supported, and eliminating the things that make you feel badly, that drain your energy, that you don't actually have to do. And it's learning how to do that before you get to your breaking point. And then you say you're going to go do self-care, but really what you're trying to do is escape the way that your life is going right now, because you've neglected yourself for so long that you've got to just get out and survive, right? Like it's in the best interest of everybody if mom just gets out of the house alone for the next 2 hours. And that's not self-care. That's desperation. So I hope this is helpful for you. I do have an entire self-care section for learning how to do this for yourself, what kind of self-care you need, the 7 different kinds of self-care that you can actually practice, ways to implement it in your days and in your life, based on the season of life that you are in, inside of my course, Motherhood Simplified, which is closing soon. It's only available in July. It helps you simplify every area of your mom life, your time, energy, routines, boundaries, delegation, self-care, all of it. It's simplifying everything beyond that physical clutter in your home. I love this course. I'm so excited that it's back. I am so excited to see all of you enrolling in it and learning from it and coming together as a community of moms who want to change the way that we have been existing in society and do it in a new way. That's really what this course teaches you how to do. And I would love to see you inside. The link to enroll is in the show notes or in the description of this video, or you can go to motherhoodsimplified.com/motherhood-simplified-2021. That is it for today's episode, and I will see you all in the next one.